Hello everybody, good to have you joining us today for another short devotional message from God's precious word. Last year we climbed Slieve Donard. That was the first time we'd ever climbed a peak in the Mourns, and today we're at the top of Slieve Doan, which I was told a good wee while ago it's one of the most beautiful peaks on the Mourne Mountains, and certainly it is. There's a 360 degree view of all of the Mourne Mountains. You can see towards Newcastle, you can see towards Kilkeel, and we've got a beautiful still day. There's hardly a breeze at all. And it just reminds us of Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And all around us we see the handiwork of Almighty God. What a beautiful country we live in, and we should be so thankful to God for all of the things he's given us richly to enjoy. His wonderful creation, and of course as well his wonderful redemption, his wonderful salvation. Mountaintops, of course, figure heavily in the word of God. The law of God was given at Mount Sinai. Christ, we often say, was crucified at Mount Calvary. We read about the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17, and what a wonderful study that is. The Bible speaks about Mount Zion as well. It also speaks about Hebron. It speaks about Mount Hermon. It speaks about all of these wonderful places, Mount Carmel as well. But in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, we have the commencement of what is often called the Sermon on the Mount. Christ has been baptized in the River Jordan. He's been anointed with the Spirit of God. He's commencing his earthly ministry. And we read in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 1, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he began to preach these wonderful truths regarding the kingdom of God." And the Sermon on the Mount begins with what we often refer to as the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Rules for happiness. And it would be a wonderful thing sometimes maybe to just in our devotionals look at some of these great Beatitudes. But just one I'd like to leave you with today. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What a wonderful promise the Christian has, that one day they will see the Saviour face to face. One day we will be in eternity and we will see the Lord. And for that to happen, there needs to be a cleansing, there needs to be a washing. And the Bible speaks about being washed in the blood of the Lamb. You read about that in the book of Revelation. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I'm looking forward to that day whenever I will see the Saviour face to face. But there's a lot more in that text of Scripture, in that Beatitude, than merely thinking about what happens after we die, thinking about heaven, thinking about eternity. I believe as well that the pure in heart in this world will see God move. No man has seen God at any time, but there's a sense in which those that are pure in heart will see God work, see God move, see God's hand made bare in their day and in their generation. Heart purity in the Church of Jesus Christ is absolutely critical. The 24th Psalm asks the question, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of God? Who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of God, even righteousness from the God of his salvation." And I think it's time for God's people to ascend the hill of God with clean hands and a pure heart. And who knows, but we might see God move and bless mightily in this day and generation that we live in. We desperately need a move of the Spirit of God. And praise God, I meet people from time to time, and they're hungry, and they're thirsty, and they're looking to God, wanting to see God, wanting to see God move. And the Saviour in that great Sermon on the Mount said, "Blessed," and that means happy, full of joy. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Heart purity, walking with God, keeping short accounts with God, praying for the fullness of the Spirit, walking in fellowship with the Saviour, applying his word to our hearts and lives. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Friends, thank you for listening. See you again next time.